Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seatons. Top local story now getting word this morning. The University of California will temporarily suspend its admission requirements, citing the massive disruptions caused by the coronavirus pandemic. UC Board of Regents says that includes eliminating SAT tests, scores, and minimum grades. This move will affect more than 200,000 prospective freshmen and transfer students who apply to the UC's nine campuses. The coronavirus pandemic forcing rallies and events related to the 2020 census to be scaled back, prompting LA County leaders to get the word out about the need to take part.
There's no better time to do it than National Census Day.
For each person that does not fill it out, we could potentially lose from $1,000 to $2,000. And if you multiply that by 10 years, that is a lot of money that we will shortchange ourselves. We don't want to leave any money on the table. We want everybody to be counted.
LA County Supervisor Hilda Solis.
Now is not the time to put this aside, especially since many people have already received their application that can be filled out, and it only takes 10 minutes.
The deadline to get it done has been pushed to August 14th. Solis says it is vital right now because if everyone is counted, the state will get its fair share of funding for schools, hospitals, roads, transportation, childcare, and more. In downtown LA, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
There's a new prediction that California could see a 5,000 death increase a week at the height of the coronavirus outbreak if social distancing is eased. The estimate comes from the health officer in Contra Costa County in the Bay Area. He says that staying at home is really the best way to save lives.
There's a lot of talk about ventilators, and ventilators are really important, but it's also important that we're not going to save the most lives just through ventilators. Because we know is about half the people who get COVID-19 who wind up on a ventilator still do not survive, even with the very best high-quality care.
He says the key is keeping people off ventilators in the first place, and he also says the surge of patients for hospitals should come somewhere between mid-April and mid-May. The health officer in Ventura County says that he's estimating that 1,000 people there could die from the virus. The worst year for the flu in that county over the last two decades saw just 49 people die. 11 days after the stay-at-home orders went into effect here in California, new research has shown a dramatic reduction in the amount of traffic accidents and deaths statewide. Live report now from KNX 1070's Pete Demetrio.
The research has been put together by the Road Ecology Center at UC Davis and its co-director, Fraser Schilling.
Well, they're being reduced by about half, and that's both the collisions that don't involve an injury and also injury and fatal collisions.
Now, that translates to about 15,000 fewer collisions per month, 6,000 fewer injury accidents per month. Schilling says during this period, it might also be possible to do some real research on matters such as the actual impact of reduction of greenhouse gases and air pollution-related sickness, all of which could be tied to fewer cars on the road in both major cities and rural areas. Reporting live, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio. Well,
there's been a boom in people using online grocery services as people are forced to work from home these days, and that's left companies from Instacart to Whole Foods and Fresh Direct overwhelmed in trying to hire new workers. CNET senior reporter Ben Fox Rubin tells KNX some companies were simply not ready for the extraordinary demand.
There's been a lot of customer complaints. I spoke with one customer in Manhattan who's been using Fresh Direct since 2012. And said that the service has gone from dependable to just utterly useless. After I was finishing the interview with him, he said that he, his wife, and their two kids were going to put on gloves and try to find what they could find at a local grocery store.
He also says that the services have just the same shortages as brick-and-mortar stores. So if you're thinking that going online will help you get that prized roll of toilet paper, he says, forget about it. Like again, the federal stimulus measure has greatly expanded the number of Californians who get unemployment benefits during the virus crisis.
Many more people will qualify for unemployment insurance, explains State Senator Jerry Hill.
Self-employed individuals, those part-time workers, those independent contractors who in the past were not covered are now eligible, and not just for 26 weeks as the historic amount of time was, now for 39 weeks.
With the state and federal unemployment, checks could total up to $1,050 a week.
It's a major shift which could hopefully, especially in this high-cost area, sustain many people.
Gig workers must have proper paperwork and pay documentation, and tipped workers must have records of tips. Historically, there's been a one-week wait period, but that's been waived, so people are eligible for benefits from the first day they're out of work. It's best to apply online.
That report from Marty Schaefer in the Bay Area. Scammers are using the promise of money from the new stimulus bill to try to take advantage of people.
The news of getting a stimulus check has been, you know, pretty well received. So scammers are making phone calls, sending texts and emails, asking folks for their personal information and claiming that you need to provide it to receive the benefits, which is not true.
John Navarro with the Better Business Bureau telling KNX the scammers are pretending to be from a government agency. He says the IRS and other agencies will never ask for personal information through phone calls, emails, or text messages. The FBI says text messages claiming to offer freebies for Costco members as part of the stimulus are scams as well. Orange County officials are bracing for a surge in virus cases. It's expected to hit soon.
For Orange County, the surge that we're anticipating is probably going to be in 2 or 3 weeks, probably into early May as well. And what that means is we do have to be ready in our surge capacity.
That's County Health Care Director Richard Sanchez. He says all hospitals in the county have been asked to activate their existing surge plans that will make about 5,400 beds available for patients.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.